have to wonder, you know, you hear government officials and everybody else, and you know, the politically correct thing or everything that's being spread in the media today, in the big media, is, you know, it's a peaceful religion. And so I look around and I'm going, okay, well, you know, almost every continent on Earth, we've got a huge conflict or a war, and the best part of them, by far, include Muslims against Muslims or Muslims against non-Muslims. And so it no longer becomes political anymore. And we have to wonder what is so inherent within this particular religion that allows this to become such a widespread violence, not just a couple of people. You know, as people have told me, oh, it's just a handful. I don't think so. If a handful of people can cause that many conflicts across the globe, I'd really hate to see what the entire population could do.
Now, really, when you're talking about a billion Muslims, a handful out of a billion is billions.
Well, sure. But I guess I doubt some of those things. You know, all I hear is, yeah, it's a hijacked religion, it's this and that. But yet, if you're trying to get me to believe you're a peaceful entity right here in the United States, then first of all, you need to cut your ties with these people. Second of all, I guess I've never seen another religion or a religious entity have to spend so many millions of dollars on lawsuits and full-page ads to prove to the world that they're peaceful. You know, you don't see the Christians or the Jewish, you know, entities, you know, taking out ads going, gee, we're peaceful. You know, and we want you to believe we're peaceful, and we're spending millions of dollars to get you to believe this. So why don't you spend your money trying to get your own radicals or militants to believe you're peaceful? You know, spend that money more wisely trying to untwist the ideas that have been, you know, billion buses worldwide. You know, kill, and dominate, and especially against certain particular, you know, religions or people. You know, now it's all against the Crusaders and the Jews.
Right, you know, and you've paralleled this attitude with the movie Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, you got Santa Claus, and he's sitting there in the courtroom trying to tell everybody, I am who I am, and nobody wants to believe him, and it goes through a whole trial. But, you know, his agenda was completely different, too. You know, there was, you know, nothing Santa Claus ever said. You know, hey, we want to be dominant, as we've heard similar sayings from some of the leaders of some of these organizations.
Right, Santa wasn't murdering anybody or anything. He was just trying to prove that he was actually Santa Claus.
Precisely. You know, he never had a child stoned for not believing in him. You know, he never, you know, buried a woman up to her because she wanted to leave him or disbelieve in him. I mean, and I understand, you know, Sharia might be more evident in the Middle East, but, you know, we've already got it in Canada. In one little town where they're allowing these one particular town up there, a Muslim community, to actually use Sharia law, and that's scary when it gets that close to your border. And it's scary when you look at all these entities that are saying, okay, you know, everybody, nobody can speak against us, so we're going to sue you right off.
Speaking of towns, we don't have too much time unless I want to get this in. Town that you live near, and you're in the Chicago area.
Oh, yeah.
Bridgeview. I want to know, have you ever been there, and what your experience is in there? And because I've never been there, I've only heard from others that have been there, and I want to know from what that's like over there.
Well, political into town always has been. You know, a lot of the politics of the city have been connected there for years, and when you see a lot of these Muslim groups, you know, what is the CIOCG, where, you know, they're sitting with the local politicians and they're out doing things with them, and there's, you know, the big public this and the big public that, and we're peaceful and we mean no harm and so forth and so on, you know, and it's sort of scary when you see them hobnobbing with the politicians, you know, to where, okay, you know, now these people are edging their way in political maneuver here, where they're going to have some more say, and especially if you're in a very politically correct part of the country like Chicago is, and I think that, you know, you see it, and you have to wonder what's going to take place here and what's going to change for us here.
But it's really, and, it's